Welcome to the Collegiate Sports Network. Tonight, for girls basketball, we have the 11-2 McPherson Bullpups and the 2-12 Wichita Collegiate Spartans. Carson, how are you doing?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you, Connor?
I'm good. I'm ready for a nice game. Should be competitive, hopefully, between the Bullpups and the Spartans.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think this is going to be a good one. We have one of the best teams in not just 4A, but in the state. And the McPherson Lady Bullpups, so, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This McPherson team is very, very talented. They have, really, for lack of a better term, blown out teams that have, well, in turn, blown out the Spartans.
Yeah, and it's really been punctuated by their great defense. One of the best in, again, not just 4A, but the entire state, only giving up an average of 35 points a game.
Their only two losses come to 5A and 6A schools, with St. James and Derby, respectively. So the Spartans are really going to have to do a job tonight to really keep McPherson down and to get good looks.
Yeah, especially with two of their star players out in Ariana Vincent and Langley Overman. Might be a little tough to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, certainly going to be an uphill battle for the Spartans tonight, but you never know what can happen.
That's almost your catchphrase at this point, Connor. Games aren't played on paper.
That's right. That's why you play the games, right?
Of course.
Getting ready to get going here from Wichita Collegiate, 2 minutes 30 about till tip. Still waiting on our colleague, Aiden Myers. Apparently he forgot his earbuds at home.
He did forget his earbuds.
He did have to run back home.
Didn't want to rock the old 80s pair that we found at a Coach Black's office, sadly.
You did find some pair that probably hasn't been dug up since at least 1986.
Thank God no one has to wear those.
Probably better for him to be late than wear those.
Connor, we said that scoring is going to be the issue for the Spartans tonight. What do they need to do to capitalize without Ariana in the lineup?
Well, the key really is probably just going to be to get inside the paint as often as they can. Don't get Gozen taking desperate shots in transition, I think is going to be the key. You've just got to play your game. You have to stay calm out there.
I agree. In their last game, Julia Herman dropped 21 points, so if they can get the ball into the low post, could be a recipe for success.
Yeah, there's certainly talent on the Spartan team. It just all has to come together, even if Ariana and Langley are out of this game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this has been a conversation all year, but I think that the upperclassmen leadership is really going to take a hit tonight. No seniors, only one junior in the starting lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. The Spartan team is young as it is, but without a senior altogether, it gets all that much tougher.
Yeah, a win here by an almost all underclassmen team would be great for their development.
Player to watch tonight, Carson, as I've been told, is number 32, Chloe Clevenger, a senior at 5'6".
Okay, any relation to Clevenger from Clearwater?
You know, I don't know, but there do seem to be quite a few Clevengers in games that we've been calling.
She dropped over 20 on us, so a lot of success by Clevengers against us.
Yeah. We'll take you down for starting lineup. And the national anthem. Can you see how you're behind what you're trying to at the twilight landing? Who's just right there, right down through the perilous fight? On a mountain peak,
time for your shot in life. A visitor from in person, a high midnight junior, number 11, Caleb McLeod. And here the lead card for the client is from Preston, number 1, Chloe from the program. The next person is last leading junior, number 5, Carter Alvin.
I could have just grabbed one of these out of my car.
We're going to need to find some good questions. Number 2, Matt Curtis. For the Bulldogs, the 5-6 senior, number 32, Chloe Clevenger. And for this final, the 5-5 sophomore, number 3, Peter County. Coming first, the 5-9 senior, number 40, Jordan Hughes. And for the ladies' part, the 5-6 sophomore, number 5, Katie Thomas. Now we have the lineup for the 5-6 senior, number 44, Alexis Hughes. And for Felicia, the 6-6 sophomore, number 24, Julia Herman. The first is chosen by Chris Stratton. And he was chosen by 17. Good luck with both teams for the United States.
Welcoming in now our third member of the booth, Aiden Myers. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific.
Got here just in the nick of time, really.
Oh, yeah. Timing is everything when it comes to basketball. So what have you guys started by talking about for this game? What are your predictions?
We've really talked about the defensive impact that McPherson has had and at the start of their season here, only giving up 35 points a game. Senior Ariana Vincent sitting out of this one, and she says that's what she's most concerned over. She said that she wouldn't be surprised if they weren't able to put a lot of points tonight.
Yeah, and she's not the only upperclassman sitting out. In fact, I don't know if you guys have mentioned this yet, but they have an all-underclassman starting lineup.
Certainly will make it difficult for the Spartans, but see the result of this game as it plays out. So getting ready for tip here. It'll be Herman tipping it off for the Spartans. And tip goes out to McPherson. Ball taken up the court by Clevenger. And passed in. Now passed out for three. No good off the mark. Rebound tipped out off of Herman. And that's going to remain McPherson's ball to start the game off.
That was a confident shot right there.
Yeah, it really was. Trying to make a statement early out of the gate. Shot's no good, but got the rebound. Quick shot by Clevenger in the corner for three. No good. Rebound. Goes out to Overman. No good. And Downing will now pick it up for the Spartans. Collegiate trying to slow this game down, as they'll probably try to do all night to stop the quick moving of McPherson offense. Quick pass into Herman, and one is called. Spartans going to have a chance for a three-point lead early in the game. Quick offense there for the Spartans. The backdoor cut leads to an and one for the conversion at the line. And the free throw is good.
Julia Herman with the and one, and she's just stoic. She looks locked in right now.
Absolutely. No hesitation.
Certainly a game the Spartans are going to want against one of the better teams in 4A in the state of Kansas in McPherson. Shot right under the baskets. No good. The layup was received on the rebound. However, ball tipped out. Goes beyond half court. And over and back is going to be called on McPherson. Ball got tipped off of the McPherson player and went across the half court line. So now Cleveland's going to inbound on their own side. Downing once again will take the ball up for the Spartans. Spartans, this game, really going to look to get looked inside, and they do again, but this time it's rejected. Curtis's shot. Quick transition offense for McPherson. Three goes up, misses badly, but right under the basket.
They can really afford to go for those threes when they have such tall girls going for the rebounds.
And that was McLeod there receiving the what can really only be described as a pass. Three missed badly, but she
was
right under the basket.
Connor, would you count that as an assist?
Honestly, I think you have to. I mean, that shot looked somewhat intentional. I mean, ball landed perfectly. Easy layup for McLeod under the basket now. 3-2 for the Spartans. Trying to break a little bit of a full-court press here from McPherson. They'll be able to do it. Spartans now looking to set up a little bit of offense. And it looks like we're going to have an offensive foul called away from the ball. Conrad's going to get called on the foul. McPherson now moving a little slower on offense, trying to remain a little better composed than they did the first couple of possessions. Pass inside is knocked away by Furman. Spartans looking aggressive early out of the gate.
I think they're just trying to stop McPherson from getting any momentum.
Quick three in the corner is no good by Clevenger, who is said to be one of McPherson's better players. Rebound, however, on the second chance point, Sears with the putback. That's something that Cleve is going to have to limit early on in this game is the second chance points. McPherson already with four. Pass nearly stolen. Furman battling a defender, and foul's going to be called. This one's going to be on Clevenger. Pass inside, deflected, and out of bounds off McPherson. Collegiate really looking to get the ball down low early in this game. Looking to get the high percentage shots. Downing dribbles the ball around the perimeter, passes to Conrad. And pass again is deflected. Spartans once again trying to get the ball inside the Turners. Spartans inbounding under the basket now. Furman takes the ball at the wing. Passes to Conrad, picks up her dribble, and passes back to Downing. Downing going to try to set up a little bit of offense with Spartans. Downing passes back out to Furman. Out to Downing once again. Downing dribbles in. Gets it to Furman in the paint, kicks it back out to Villa Gomez. Kicks it to Conrad. Conrad into Furman. Furman dribbling against the defense, puts up the shot, and rejected. Quick moving offense now from the Bulltops, and that is going to be good on the layup from Clevenger.
You know, Collegiate was trying to do everything they could to confuse the defense, but they're just too consistent.
And McPherson realizing that Collegiate wants to get the looks inside and is blasting in the paint. Ball stolen from the Spartans in the front court. Ball taken up once again by Clevenger. Quick pass inside. The foul, and it's good for McLeod.
The Spartans don't have the depth that they normally do at center, so we can't see Julia get into foul trouble here. Absolutely. These girls are going to have to be aggressive at the start if they get tired.
And the friendly roll is good off the back iron for McCloy. Converts the N1, and a 9-0 run has the Bullpups up 9-3 on the Spartans. Spartans once again trying to break the press. Aggressive defense, and Dylan Heath calls the timeout for the Spartans, nearly a 10-second violation in the backcourt.
You know, the score wouldn't suggest it, but I feel like the Spartans have a really high amount of control considering that it's 3-9 right now. They've struggled to break the press a little bit, but they look comfortable on offense working it inside now with Julia.
Yeah, that's the key, though. They're going to have to keep control of the ball and keep possession of the ball because we've seen it a couple of times now out in transition. The Bullpups are running, and they're running fast.
But you really just don't know if they can do that this whole game because McPherson has so much more depth on their bench. Collegiate really doesn't have room to switch out. These girls can get tired real quick.
Guys, from what you've seen in the first 3 minutes, 30 seconds, what does Collegiate need to do to tie this game back up?
Really just keep that aggression from the start. Not let McPherson get any momentum on them.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the key. Cleveland's really going to have to do a good job of holding on to the basketball.
Absolutely.
As this game goes on and not allowing McPherson to get easy looks in the paint. Ball nearly thrown away in the backcourt by the Spartans as they look once again to break the press. Downing calls for the ball back. Ball's gone across half court, but quickly stolen after that. Out in transition goes McPherson once again, and the layup is good by Alvord. McPherson once again extends their lead on a quick transition play off the steal. Spartans nearly trapped in the corner and over and back going to be called as it looks like Downing might have gone across half court, but possibly the ball was in the air and over and back is called. Ball's in the air, possibly beyond that half-court line. Another turnover for the Spartans as McPherson's going to get it back. Pass back to the perimeter, ball tipped. And it's going to be off of Clevenger, Collegiate. Now it's basketball. Ramsey checks into the game for Turnus. And Moore checks into the game for the Bulldogs. Now 11-3 for McPherson. Spartans looking to answer this 11-0 run. Babb gets her first touch of the game. Dribbles into the paint. Looking for Herman. Herman, open shot, and makes it on the block. Spartans finally able to answer, and it's now 11-5 for McPherson.
First time that the Spartans have gotten the ball across half court in three possessions, and they put it in.
And there's a steal for Downing, but throws it away off the tip. McPherson under the basket. Turns around, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound, though. Controlled by McPherson once again. Nearly stolen by Conrad. Creates an open three, though, in the corner, and that shot is good by Sears. Seems like Collegiate's doing what they can to get the first part of the possession right, but just can't close it out with a steal or a rebound. And once again, the ball's going to be turned over by the Spartans, and McPherson's going to retain possession now.
And even with how well they have played on defense, it doesn't matter because they're giving them so many more possessions right now.
Exactly, that's the thing. It seems like they're doing a good job of getting that stop on the first shot, creating even bad shots for McPherson. Problems getting the rebound, though. Quick three is up and good for Alvord. 17-5 now, the lead for the Bullpups. Early on in this game, 2:30 left in the first quarter. Turner picks up her dribble at half court. Heavily guarded, passes out as the double team, though. Gets it to Herman down low, off the glass, no good. Rebound goes out to Turner, puts it back up, and good.
The offense, if they can get it to the hoop, they're doing a really good job of putting it in.
They've had great looks, I agree.
Ball's deflected out of bounds off of Sears. Collegiate now with the ball. It'll be Downing and Conrad checking into the game. Babb and Ramsey come out.
A little bit of Fiegel strategy, switching out the whole lineup.
Downing able to break the press. Nearly stolen, and it is stolen in that from Conrad and laid up and in for Sears. Spartans really struggling to break that press with McPherson. Able to do it that time is Villa Gomez, that gets rejected in the lane going for the transition look. Pass up ahead for McPherson. Another open three for McPherson, this time off the mark, rebounded by Herman. Gets it to Villa Gomez, and now back to Downing as the Spartans will look to set up a little bit of offense. McPherson not shying away from the three early on in this game. Spartans once again dribbling the ball around the perimeter, looking to get a look inside. Villa Gomez takes it at the top, and that ball's going to be deflected out of bounds off McPherson. And it looks like there'll be three checking in from McPherson, one of them being Clevenger coming in on the substitution.
Right now, Collegiate's just looking timid on offense.
Oh. Quick three from Conrad. Nothing timid about that shot, but no good. McPherson once again moving quickly, looking to get an open look in transition. Unable to do so. Now setting up a little bit of offense. Three. No good. And rebounded by Downing. 45 seconds left in what has been a quick first quarter. And quick steal and transition from Clevenger.
I think that's...
Clevenger picked Downing and got the look in the paint.
I think that's a good example of why Collegiate's being so timid on offense. They can't give McPherson an opportunity because they'll always take it.
Another turnover from the Spartans as Looks like Conrad was double-teamed. Quick pass out in transition. Layup is no good by Pleasanter. Rebound under the basketball. Thrown away a little bit. Out to the top. 7 seconds left now in the quarter. Pleasanter gets an open look in the corner and drains it. And that'll put an end to the quarter. The score, 24 for McPherson, 7 for Collegiate.
You know, it's really not typical to see a team so confident in their shooting abilities, but McPherson's really not afraid to take those threes.
Yeah, it seems like early on, Collegiate really just being hassled by the defense here by McPherson, unable to pass out of double teams, unable to break the press in the half court, and it's leading to open look for McPherson in transition.
I agree. McPherson has some really lengthy wings that have just made it really difficult to dribble, pass, break the press. Offense has been a struggle so far.
McPherson getting plenty of open looks as well, it seems, from three, and just not hesitating to pull the trigger at all.
Yeah, they've looked great in the half court, but they really haven't needed it so far. Like, two-thirds of their points so far have come off the fast break.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited to see what Coach Dillon's strategy is going into this second quarter.
Dillon Heath, the first-year coach for the Spartans.
Honestly, Julius looked really good so far. If I were Coach Heath, I would keep feeding her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it certainly does seem like the plan has been to get the ball inside. This hasn't always seemed to work for the Spartans tonight. A little bit more height for McPherson than the Spartans have, and it comes through once again as the ball's nearly stolen. Spartans trying to get the ball inside, just unable to. Too many arms in the lane. This time they do get it down low to Herman, and the shot's no good off the back iron. Unable to put the ball off the glass. Quick transition once again from McPherson. Got the ball in the lane to Spears, but the shot is no good. Spartans now looking to slow the game down a little bit. Ball stolen from Downing once again. Transition look for Spears, lays it up and good off the glass.
You know, I think it's interesting. I think McPherson almost knows that Collegiate's not going to really go for that three and concentrating their defense inside, making it almost impossible to drive that ball in.
Certainly have taken advantage of the dribbling, it seems, of Downing, who has really been harassed by her defender. That time of reaching, however, is going to be called on Alvord. Herman gets the ball on the inbounds, passes back to the perimeter. Conrad now dribbling at the defender, puts up a three, no good, off the mark. And McPherson hits it out of bounds on the rebound attempt. Looks like two Bullpups fighting each other for the rebound, and the Spartans are going to have it under their basket. Conrad puts up the shot in the lane, no good. Rebound goes out to McPherson. Quick look in transition. Good look up ahead, and the layup is good for Alvord.
That wasn't even off a turnover, and somehow they turned it into a fast break.
Yeah, just went undetected behind the defense and got an easy layup in transition.
Zero hesitation in their passes. They're just moving quick.
Conrad takes another three and drains it. Score now 28-10 for McPherson. Clevenger taking the ball up, gets a good look inside, and a foul is going to be called on Herman.
Herman, that's her second, and that'll be something to monitor for Coach Heath.
Yeah, that becomes a question for Coach Heath for the Spartans, is do you take Herman out, maybe one of your best players on the court right now, or do you leave her in and just hope for the best?
They certainly can't afford to lose her.
You know, I don't think she's left the game so far. She comes out. Who comes in the five?
Great question. Looks like we'll get our answer here as Ramsey's going to check in for Herman as she'll go to the bench with the two fouls. First free throw was off the mark for Dukes. Second free throw now. And it's good.
We told you that the age of the players on the court would be something to monitor. Right now the Lady Spartans have two sophomores and three freshmen out there.
Thank you. Babb dribbles the ball on the perimeter, picks up her own dribble, and a foul is going to be called a reach in. See who it's on. And that'll be on Alford. Second foul, she gets into the foul trouble. Bill Gomez gets the ball in the paint, passes back to Babb. Babb dribbling, gets the defense, puts up a shot, but it is blocked by Duke. And quick pass inside once again. This time the layup will be no good.
I think that was a no-look pass from Clevenger right there. Like I was saying, they just have absolute confidence.
Yeah, Clevenger, it looked like, just had too many options there for the Bullpups. Had an open three to take or the open look inside. Downing picks up a dribble on the right side of the court, passes to Conrad. Conrad now dribbling to the right. Passes to Downing. Passes back to Conrad. Pass attempt inside, and it's going to be picked off once again by the Bullpups. Moving out of transition once again. Clevenger kicks to the corner. Open three. No good. Rebound, however, is taken. Floater in the lane, and that is good as Sears puts it back in.
The height disparity right now is crazy. I think every player on the Bullpups right now is taller than every player on the Lady Spartans.
And McPherson's certainly using it to their advantage. Seems like they're just chucking up a shot and, well, taking the rebound if it doesn't go in. Shot was off that mark. Was off the mark that time for the Spartans, and a foul is going to be called reason on Downing. Herman's going to check back into the game after only about 2 minutes on the bench for the Spartans. Spartans just can't afford to have the height that they did on the court. Have to have someone tall in there, such as Herman. Open three in the corner is no good from Clevenger. And Conrad takes the rebound for the Spartans. Quick pass inside and just a little too strong in the paint. As that ball's going to be once again taken on a steal. Kick to the corner from Clevenger, and the three is drained in the corner by Sears. Really good ball movement from McPherson to get the open look.
I think that's her second made corner three.
Yeah. Well, we've heard a lot about how good of a player Clevenger is, and it's really not just scoring. A lot of good facilitating from her.
Absolutely.
More transition offense there from the Bullpups. And the layup is going to be scored by Alford. Score now 36-10 as Dylan Heath will call a timeout for the Spartans.
At the last timeout, we talked to you guys about how Collegiate was struggling to break the press. But really, that's just evolved into having an inability to break the press. So many points off turnovers. What can they do to get back in this game?
It hasn't even really been the breaking the press at this point, although there have been a couple of stripped passes, stolen passes. I think the passing's got to be shored up a little bit more. They just really haven't gotten any good looks, though, also. And really, you can see that concerted effort by McPherson to collapse the lane, prevent any pass inside forcing the Spartans to take the jumper.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously there's been a different amount of makes in this game based on the score disparity, but I think that we have about equal shot percentage so far. It feels like when we have gotten our looks, we've capitalized.
Right. I think it's really important to mention that Collegiate has not played a single upperclassman this entire game so far.
Yeah, it seems to be the problem is that Collegiate just really can't get much of a look, and the fact that McPherson is capitalizing in a big way off second chance points.
Absolutely.
And pass is once again stolen in transition. And foul is going to be called, and the basket was good for Sears. And the free throw is good. Score now 39-10 for the Bullpups, but they're starting to score at a rapid pace off of Spartan turnovers. Spartans looking to set up some offense. Conrad passes to Villa Gomez on the outside, and pass thrown away by Villa Gomez.
Collegiate just doing anything possible to get an opportunity.
Yeah, certainly doing everything they can, but as we talked about, big height discrepancy for the Spartans, and the fact that, you know, the Bullpups are really just getting hands up on passes, and it's really disrupting the rhythm of the Spartan offense.
For sure.
Sears looked like she wanted to take the three, but instead passes inside in the paint, and the layup is good by Alvord.
Passes by Carter Alvord.
41-10 now the score for McPherson. Pass once again stolen in the lane, and quick offense once again by the Bullpups, and the layup is going to be good in the lane for Morris. More good passing and transition from the Bullpups.
McPherson absolutely capitalizing on their experience. I don't think I've seen a single layup get stopped yet.
Yeah, McPherson really looks polished as far as the transition offense goes. Smart passes, playing at the right pace. Once again looking to get a look as another turnover by the Spartans creates. Another look for McPherson, open three in the corner, no good by Alvord. Spartans rebounding, and Spartans looking a little tired here, getting ready to go into half, 2 minutes left. Pass is deflected and stolen by Sears, now dribbling against Furness in the lane. Little Euro step and no good. Spartans really looking once again to send another big McPherson run. And foul is going to be called on Sears, it looks like. Turner's just looking frustrated there.
Alex Rivera started helping. But I'd like to excuse you by giving him to McPherson. Beat him down into Manny Babbitt in for Collegiate.
Downing passes to Bab on the perimeter. Passes to Conrad. Conrad picks up her dribble. Passes across court to Bab. Bab looking to get the ball inside. Instead puts the ball on the floor. Ball taken in the corner. And a foul is going to be called on McPherson. Bump on the inside by Romero.
McPherson out to number 24. Alex Romero. Perfect. Kings kick with the hat.
And inbound pass is stolen by McPherson. Now looking to get a look in transition. Open three in the corner. Off the mark. Rebound goes to the Spartans.
Not a make there, but the chemistry between the Bullpups is clear. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just about to mention that pass. It went over her head, but she did everything she could to get it. And it really worked out well for them.
Well, they didn't get the look inside, but they were able to find the open Bullpup in the corner for the three and nearly went in. Spartans looking to get just anything they can right now. Herman puts up a mid-range shot, and it rattles in. 30 seconds now left in the half. We'll see if McPherson holds for the final shot. Going into halftime, the score is 43-12. Quick pass inside, and it's deflected. Saved, however, by McPherson. Nice save there. Ball passed around the perimeter. McPherson not in a whole lot of a hurry. Seems like ball almost stolen there in transition. And a good fake in the lane is going to turn into points as Elric scores for McPherson. Quick heave at the buzzer is no good from Conrad, and that'll do it for the half. The Bullpups leading 45-12.
Yeah, just like they've done through their first 13 games so far, it's looking like a blowout.
Yeah, McPherson's defense has really just been absolutely stifling so far in this game, and their offense has capitalized off it with looks in transition.
Yeah, I mean, if we're struggling this much in the first half, then as fatigue starts to set in, I think the issue could become even worse because McPherson has a very defense.
Yeah, certainly, and we did see it at the end of that half, both of those points that you made, Carson. McPherson kept up the pace, and the Sharks seemed to peter out just a little bit, looked tired, looked frustrated at times with the press.
I know. I mentioned this at the beginning, because with the lack of depth on the bench, there's just not a lot they can do. They're getting tired. They're getting frustrated. The fouls are going to start going up. Well, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with that, we will take a quick break before we come back for half. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. But before we do that, we'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors who helped bring you tonight's game on the Wichita Collegiate Sports Broadcasting Network. Those include Oral Maxillofacial Surgery Associates, Building Controls and Services, Piedman Real Estate, Wygans Commercial Real Estate, HJH Investments, Julie and Tom Gentile, Bradley Fair, Bennington State Bank, Stocks and Sirloin, Ascension Via Christi, and HJH Investments. Thank you to all our partners for bringing you this game.
Thank you so much.
And we're back for the second half. The score going into the third quarter is 45-12 for the McPherson Bullpups, leading the Wichita Collegiate Spartans.
Yeah, with a 33-point deficit, I think a win might be out of reach. But, Connor and Aiden, what do you want to see if you're coaching out of your Lady Spartans?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, this game has gotten out of reach pretty quickly after that second quarter by McPherson. But still, nothing like in-game experience to get a little bit of practice in. Certainly still things to improve on and still a good chance to get working.
You know, I think the most impressive thing that I'm seeing right now is the Spartan ladies, they don't look downtrodden. They don't look tired. They don't look down in the dumps. They're smiling. They're hyped to be here. They're just happy to be here. I think that's really impressive.
So talking about those things to work on, Aiden, what do you think are some things that the Spartans are going to want to focus on?
Well,
shore up.
I think they're definitely going to have an answer for that layup. They really haven't been able to stop to it yet, so some experience and going against some taller ladies is going to be something they definitely need to work on.
McPherson's going to have the first possession of the half with Clevenger, takes it up the court. Quick rotation passes by McPherson early on. Open three taken by Sears and no good, misses everything and goes out of bounds.
Aiden, I agree with your analysis. I think that defense should be the focus for the Lady Spartans. I think it's going to be hard with the passing and the dribbling still this half, but if they can shore up the defensive side, I think it'll look a lot better than the first.
Furness picked up her dribble and passes to Downing. Kicks Conrad in the corner. Pass inside the arc to Herman. Passes back outside. Conrad, who passes it back inside to Herman. Herman doesn't put it on the floor, gives it back to Conrad for the open three, and no good. McPherson is moving quickly there, gets a pass inside once again, and that is going to be a good for McLeod. More quick, instant offense for the Bullpups. Spartans looking for an answer. Quick drive into the lane. Rebounded, however, by Herman. Rebounds it again. Puts it up and fouled.
Great of her to get the ball back and draw the foul, but you need to capitalize on those shots if we're going to make this game competitive.
Yeah, Turner has missed the original shot, and then Herman put it back up once, missed it, and got her own rebound for the third look and was fouled on that. First free throw. And it's good. Second free throw is good, and Herman converts those. Score now 47-14. Person moving the ball quickly, gets it inside to Sears, lays it up, no good, off the back iron. Sears gets her own rebound, though, battling Herman down low. Clevenger gets it, dribbles into the lane, passes back out to Sears, scores a three, off the mark. Saved by Clevenger. But ball taken in the corner by Turner. Clevenger rips it away, though, coming back from out of bounds. Spears with the third chance and converts.
Some really impressive defense from the Spartans.
Hustle points there for McPherson as they get the layup.
Yeah, absolutely. I was noticing for the past several drives, they've used the same offensive strategy, sort of a crescent shape, because they can be so reliable in the zone, and they can always drive the ball in. Hopefully Coach Dillon sees that as well and can maybe come up for an answer with it.
Turn is dribbling on the baseline, loses a dribble, and is out of bounds. McPherson moving the ball, gets it inside quickly once again. Shot was off the mark from Sears, but Furman couldn't secure the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off the Spartans. Open three for Clevenger, took her time, but no good. Rebound, however, is secured by McPherson. Third chance, and fouled is Dukes.
They use that same offensive strategy again, and I think Spartans are definitely starting to clue in on where the ball is coming from.
Still unable to get the defensive rebound, however. And it's going to send McPherson to the line. First free throw is good for Dukes.
Aiden, you noticed some positive energy from the Lady Spartans coming out of half, but right now the vibes on the court look very dead. They look defeated.
Yeah, I think that might be exhaustion setting in for sure.
Yeah, certainly a shallow bench for the Spartans tonight, really only playing 8 at most, and really having the starting 5 in for most of the game. Conrad dribbles up on the arc, gets it back from Herman on the pass, dribbling in now, gets it to Turnus. Turnus passes to Herman. Herman, inside the arc, shoots it, no good. And the rebound is tipped, but it's going to be off the Spartans. McPherson with the ball and shot. 51-14 is the score in the third quarter with 5 minutes left. Open three, no good. Rebounded, though, by Clevenger, gets the ball inside.
Oh, nice.
And contact in the paint on the drive there, but a charge is going to be called.
I might have even seen a smile creep out there by Coach Dillon Heath, who's normally a very steady guy.
Downing telegraphs her pass to Furman, and it's picked off. Another quick look inside. Quick turn in the paint, but no good as the shot rebounded, however. Out for the three for Sears. No good. Takes her own rebound once again, though. Puts it back in, and good for the and one. Once again, another one of those hustle plays, it looked like, for the Bullpups as they just get another basket inside. Sears to convert the end one. And it's good. 54-14 now as the Bullpups have pulled out to a 40-point advantage over the Spartans with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Downing dribbles into the paint, passes to Herman, and once again that pass is going to be picked off. Dukes dribbling. Passed up the court for McPherson and lays it up and in. It's good.
You know, depth of bench or not, McPherson has not let up. They have not stopped running the ball.
And it looks like Heath is going to call another timeout for the Spartans, looking to get the ship righted a little bit here.
It's almost as if McPherson has infinite energy to spend.
Yeah. And Carson, this is something I have seen in the Clearwater game for the Spartans. It looks like the Spartans always dribbling to the same side of the court, makes that offense a little bit predictable, allows for those passes to be easily picked off.
Yeah, we have looked a little one-dimensional at some points tonight. I guess that Coach Dillon, he's how to work the triangle offense book, he isn't really panning out right now.
But, you know, new team, entirely underclassmen team with a new coach, it's just really tough to have strategy and athleticism play out.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a battle. And you can see the pieces there. I mean, there seems to be a good scheme in place. It's just, you know, it's not always going to work out. A lot of underclassmen, a lot of inexperience. Certainly a lot of room to grow, though, for the Spartans.
I'm happy that you said that, too, because I've seen a lot of bright spots for the Lady Spartans for being down by 42.
Absolutely.
Pass once again, got in the way of, and Clevenger runs up into the stand.
32,
ran the ball.
Looked like she was running up all the way to us.
Leaves it working the ball on the right side once again. Conrad picks up her dribble. Needs help. No one coming right now. Throws up a pass. Loose ball. And out of bounds off the Spartans.
I got to say, if Collegiate has anything, they have better play names. What kind of play name is 24 when you can have a play name like Fish Surprise?
I've heard a lot of college. Yeah, that's great. I've heard a lot of college stuff out there too. A little Southern California offense. It seems like with USC and UCLA plays from Dylan Heath.
Yeah, come on.
Look inside once again for the bull pups is no good, but rebound goes right back out to Elric and goes in. Aiden, a little interesting thing I've noticed on McPherson's trip. Looks like a bit of an earpiece with a microphone. Any ideas on what that might be?
Yeah, you know, I noticed that at the beginning of the game. I don't know who he would be talking to, but definitely interesting.
McPherson steals the pass once again from Collegiate and was able to get a shot up in the lane. It was no good. Rebound, however, back out to the Bullpups. And third chance was no good. Rebound. Now the Bullpups looking for a fourth chance after another offensive rebound. It'll be Albert taking the ball up the court or at the top of the key for McPherson. Passes to Sears. McPherson, good rotation around the court, gets a look on in the paint. No good, though, and it's rebounded by Conrad. Turner's now taking the ball up for the Spartans.
With 10 minutes still left in the game, the Bullpups already look like they're trying to take some time off the clock.
I think that was the third timeout there used by the Spartans. Dylan Keith taking another one as,
you know,
Spartans was trapped in the corner.
Spartans might be trying to slow this game down, but they really can't afford to lose that time. I it's going to be interesting to see what Dylan's strategy is.
Aiden, if you're Coach Keith, what are you telling the girls in the huddle?
That's an interesting question. I think they're just going to have to give everything they got in this last quarter for sure.
Aiden, I'll go ahead and take this one off your hands for you. I think really the idea has to just be to work on what you practice normally in a game. You've got to practice what you usually do. Just get some work in right now at this point and just keep battling. I think that's really the main thing.
Yeah, a great opportunity for experience these last 8 minutes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Out of the timeout, Downing takes 12 for the Spartans, passes to Villa Gomez, and pass inside is going to be stolen by McPherson. McPherson, high pass inside, the look in the paint is good by Romero. Really, what can only be described as a bit of a blind passer, passed it completely over the defense and got a look in the lane. Collegiate just looking to get anything they can right now. Another big run from McPherson has them up 60-14. Ball is on the floor, and McPherson once again comes up with it. Pass across court. Another pass across court. Open three is taken and good. Elric.
It's got to be her third or fourth of the day.
Yeah, McPherson, as we've said, not afraid to take the shot. Kerman gets the ball to the free throw line, takes the shot, rattles out.
15 seconds left in the quarter.
And the foul is going to be called on the rebound. We'll see who this is on. Looks like it's on McPherson. And it will be. That'll be on Elric. Collegiate looking to get the ball in bounds. And Downing walks the baseline. Not a play there on the baseline where you're allowed to walk, and Downing took a couple of steps. Official looked a little lenient on it, but after so many steps, it was called. Eight seconds now left in the quarter. Quick shot in the lane. Little jump hook is good from Duke. Quick shot at the buzzer is no good. And going into the fourth quarter, it is 65 for the Bullpups, 14 for the Spartans. Going into the final 8 minutes.
I'm going to reverse the question on you. What do you think Coach Heath is telling the ladies going into this final quarter?
I mean, besides telling them just to play their hearts out, I think he might be referring to how great our band is, you know, just kind of distract them a little bit from the game, because right now the vibes on the court don't seem very high.
Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly, though, the Spartans have remained battling, just not a lot they can do right now with the shallow bench and just really getting just outplayed by the depth of McPherson and really the talent that's on the court for the Bullpups. Carson, you did reference the band, however, your opinions on the little bit of Green Day going on here.
I was just very interested. I think we have a celebrity guest singer performance from Shelby Lair. Normally it's
really, yeah. Okay.
I don't know her name. Acacia. Acacia's normally a singer, but she took the national anthem duties tonight, so I guess she's letting Shelby take over for the band.
Good to know, Carson. Thank you. Now moving into the fourth quarter, the Spartans have the ball. Kerman gets a look inside, but it's tipped away and out of bounds. Spartans will keep the ball. Downing looking for someone to get the ball into, finds Conrad in the corner, takes the jumper off the mark, rebound. Contested by that a little bit, but no good on the rebound, and McPherson's going to have the ball. And a travel there on the dribble by Romero. Looks like McPherson getting some opportunities in for players that we haven't seen a lot in this game.
Yeah, definitely even some more underclassmen. We'll see what Collegiate can do about now that it's all underclassmen versus underclassmen.
Backus is called for the foul. We'll reach in. Downing passes to Turnus. Turnus looking to get inside to Herman, who's just smothered once again in the lane. Nothing going there for the Spartans. As much as they tried to get the ball into the lane this game, it just hasn't panned out for them. And it's resulted in a lot of turnovers and a lot of contested jumpers for the Spartans. And the score reflects it at 65-14 as another tough shot is taken by Turnas, and the rebound goes out to McPherson. 6 minutes now left in the game. 65-14 is the score for McPherson. McPherson gets the ball inside, passes around the perimeter. McPherson not really looking to take the three, although they do there as the shot is off the mark, nearly saved out of bounds, but not quite, and Spartans are going to have the ball. McPherson passed the ball around the perimeter a couple of times, looking like they didn't want to take the open three, finally took it, was Bauer, and it was off the mark. Downing tries to get the ball inside to Herman, and once again, it's picked off in the lane. McPherson gets a quick pass inside after good transition ball movement, and a foul is going to be called inside on the Spartans. First free throw from Bauer is good. And second free throw now on the way for Bauer. And shot is good. Clock has begun to run without any stoppages for play, as the score and position that we are in this game requires the clock start to run to expedite the end of this game. And pass nearly picked off, and it is going to be picked off after a battle in the midcourt and laid up and in by Lowry.
Man, even their underclassmen have the ability to drive that ball.
Carson Kyle Lowry there with the basket. Maybe a little bit of resemblance to Kyle Lowry.
Wow. You know, I can see it, actually, in a similar play style, clamping up on defense and then getting easy buckets on the other end.
First shot is off from the Spartans. That was Turner's. Rebound went out to the Spartans, however. Another miss. Phil Gomez got it back, but was rejected. Now 3 minutes left in this game. And the game's going to be paused for a sub.
You know, I was chatting with Coach Heath before this game, and he said, this is the number two team in the state, and then gave me a little chuckle. At the moment, I didn't understand what he meant, but now that we're sitting at 68-14, I understand what he was saying.
Yeah, a lot can be summed up in just that chuckle right there. You know, Collegiate knew that this was going to be a tough game coming in, and well.
Yeah, Coach Dillon already putting in some of his JV players. Not a lot to do.
Pass stolen on the baseline by Matty Babb. Now 3 minutes left still for the Spartans as Villagomez takes the ball off the court. And really the story so far for the Spartans has just been turnovers and rebounding. That's really allowed McPherson to truly run away with this game more than what they have, or more than what they would have, so to speak. And shot is off the mark and out of bounds. Pass thrown away by McPherson, and the Wichita Collegiate ball. Aiden, a really impressive McPherson team, though, that's come in here to Collegiate. Their only losses, as we said before, to 5 and 6A competition with St. James and Derby. Really a team looking to do a lot of good things this season, probably in contention for a 4A state championship.
Absolutely, and as we're seeing right now with a lot of their JV players and underclassmen playing right now, they have a lot of prospects for the future, not only now. So I think that's really impressive for them.
Right.
This isn't a one-season thing for the Bullpups. They've consistently been a great team in 4A. I believe they won the state tournament just 2 years ago.
But you know what? I think in the future they're going to have to look out for Collegiate. They have prospects, but so do we.
Ball was contested down low, and Zilla Gomez went down, possibly twisted ankle. Abel puts pressure on her, though. Looks like she'll be all right. Three in the corner taken, and no good. McPherson once again with an offensive rebound, rejected, though.
1 minute, 30 seconds left in the game.
Not much game left, but Coach Hoot still calling plays for the Spartans, trying to get something in here before the game ends. Bill Gomez dribbles into the defense. No good. Quick three taken off the glass and good. By Burroughs. And another rejection for the Spartans now with a minute left in the game. Score now 69-17 for McPherson.
Up 52, and they're still going for poke balls like that. A lot of energy coming from the Bulldogs.
No let-up. Absolutely no let-up from this team. But that's what you expect out of a highly competitive team. You know, you want your players to always be contesting balls on the floor, balls in the air. You want them to contest everything they can.
This looks like an 11-2 culture right here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I mean, these are both JV squads. They want to get as much out of this last minute as possible.
Shot was off the mark for the Spartans, rebounded by McPherson, and it looks like they're going to hold the ball and wind the clock down with only 15 seconds left. McPherson will improve to 12-3 on the season. Oh, 12-2. My correction, 12-2 on the season. As they walk out with a comfortable 69-17 win over the Spartans.
Impressive game.
Carson, for me, I think my player of the game would probably be Sears. Really did it all from inside and out. Drained threes, got rebounds, and got a lot of layups in transition. Worked really well with Clevenger. Little tag team action there.
Sears had a great game, but I might combat you and say that Clevenger's my player of the game. She really dominated on the defensive end of things. She was a big part of the reason why Collegiate had more turnovers than points in this game.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a really good job of her to facilitate the offense and get the game rolling for McPherson.
Aiden, could you settle the score on who you think the player of the game should be?
You know what? I think I'm actually going to have to side with Carson here. I think she was doing a great job putting in that work on offense and just really leading the team with those confident pass plays.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the girls' game tonight. As the score was, 69-17 for McPherson. We'll take about a 20-25 minute break before the boys' game starts, and then we'll be back with you for boys' basketball action between McPherson and Wichita Collegiate.
Absolutely.